Frank, you're next up on the Mike Gallagher Show. How are you doing, Frank?
Hey, Mike, how you doing today?
Good, good, thanks. Thanks for joining us.
Listen, I am a Jew from Abington, Pennsylvania, where Netanyahu went to school at, and I have a comment to make. Comment, I totally agree with Dianne Feinstein, being a Jew, okay? And the reason why, Israel's the only country in the Middle East that has nuclear weapons. Why can't the rest have them? Or take them away from them? That's what starts all this trouble.
As a Jew, you're worried about Israel's ability to arm and defend itself against the Muslim world.
Well, why can't
world?
The rest defend itself, though?
I didn't ask you that. I'm asking you, as a Jew, why you're concerned about Israel's ability to have nuclear weapons.
Well, that starts the trouble, is what I'm trying to say. Anybody would look at this thing. Everybody's worried about Iran getting a nuclear bomb, right?
Israel right, now, starts the trouble. You think Israel has started the trouble in the Middle East?
I did not say they started the trouble. I'm saying the trouble gets started by the United States under previous administrations giving the Jewish people a nuclear weapon. Now, think of Iran. Look how crazy they're going about Iran having a nuclear weapon. Now, I mean, why didn't...
Well, that's probably... That could be because, as you know, Iran is evil and Israel is not.
Oh, we don't know that for sure. We don't know anything for sure. And I told you, I'm with the 62% of the people that totally... I'm with the 62% that...
You're not sure that Iran is evil and Israel is not?
We don't know what any... I think Netanyahu...
Hey, Frank, do me a big favor. I know that you're instinctively trying to give me talking points that you've read on the Huffington Post. I want you and I to have a dialogue here.
I am not a liberal.
I don't care what you are. I'm trying to get to engage you in a conversation. I want to ask you a third time. You're not sure if Iran is evil and Israel is not?
We're not sure about anything, okay? We're not sure. Yeah. Listen... You can't trust anything in this world today.
Right. No, I even can't trust a caller who says he's Jewish and he has an objective
Jewish
view about Israel.
My name is Goldberg.
But I don't. Well, maybe I don't know what your motivation or what your problem is, but I can't imagine why.
American Jews. 26% of American Jews are totally for it, and 62 are against it. 62%.
Well, what's your source for those statistics? Where'd you pull that out of? What's your source?
CNN's polls.
Here's what I know is there's a lot of American Jews who seem to hate Israel. Why is that, Frank?
Well, I don't know why. But listen.
Well, why do you instinctively have a reluctance to admit that Israel is good and Iran is evil? What do you suppose makes you reluctant to say that?
Benjamin. I went to school with Benjamin Netanyahu, and he's a moral monger. That's why he's coming over here.
Oh, for crying out loud. So what is this? So is your animosity for Israel because you've got some personal axe to grind against Bibi Netanyahu?
Fair play is fair play.
No, there's nothing fair about that. You're talking to you have an inability to distinguish between good and evil. You don't even understand what's good and what's good in that part of the world. Excuse me. Stop. Hey, Frank, stop interrupting me because I'll let you speak, but you're not letting me speak. I'm trying to understand why a so-called American Jew has an animosity towards what ought to be our strongest ally, a spiritual place and a political alliance that we should embrace. And you're anti-Israel. And I don't get why some of you American Jews hate Israel. You are anti-Israel. Of course you are. You wouldn't admit that Israel's good.
I'm anti-Netanyahu because of his... He is a warmonger.
So how can you condemn the people of Israel because of Benjamin Netanyahu? Because you've got some personal axe to grind.
Get him out of office and then I think...
Get him out of office and then you'll be pro-Israel?
Not pro-Israel. I am pro-everybody.
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think so.
I wouldn't think you'd be pro-Israel. Funny how you were reluctant to even say you'd ever be pro-Israel because you're not. You're anti-Israel. Maybe you're a self-loathing Jew. Maybe you're that kind of Jew.
I belong to B'nai B'rith.
I'm sure you do. I can hear it in your voice, the reluctance you have to have the courage of your conviction to admit maybe you're a self-loathing Jew. I find it shameful, and I really do. It's pitiful that a Methodist on the radio has to be more pro-Israel than a guy who says his name is Goldberg. Amazing to me. Blows my mind. Maybe, though, it just confirms there's just screwballs and fruitcakes and nutballs out there in the country who have positions just to be provocateurs. The trouble is, this is life and death stuff. And with all due respect, sir, Mr. Goldberg, you're too stupid to realize that you could be at the receiving end of a bomb and wipe your very family out because of your inability to distinguish between right and wrong and good and evil. That's what's terrible to me, the moral equivalence that people have, the moral ambiguity. It's real simple here. And yet there are people like him that are all around us who hate Israel. He can join Dianne Feinstein and John Kerry and all the rest of them and have their pitiful anti-Israel position, and it just fires up the rest of us. And frankly, I think it gives a lot more support for Israel than ordinarily wouldn't be there.